एके सम त्वा टू यू अकेला ऑल कर्माणि एक्टिविटीज सन्यस्या रिजाइनिंग उपाशमम पीस गता अटेनिंग ज्ञानिना pursuers of knowledge jnana yajnena by the sacrifice of cultivating knowledge yajanti they worship jnana vigraham the embodiment of knowledge translation and purport by disciples of his divine grace AC Bhakti Vedanta स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद इन परस्यूट ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज सम पर्सन्स रिनाउंस ऑल मटीरियल एक्टिविटीज एंड हैविंग दस बिकम पीसफुल परफॉर्म द सैक्रिफाइस ऑफ फिलोसॉफिक इन्वेस्टिगेशन टू वर्शिप यू द ओरिजिनल फॉर्म ऑफ ऑल नॉलेज पर्पट मॉडर्न फिलोसफर्स pursue knowledge without bothering to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And thus, they naturally end up with meager, if not trivial, results. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरु वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां सागरजातां सहगना रघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिने इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुय एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेमा प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिसे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पदे गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधाकांता नमोस्तुते ताप्त कांचन गौरांगी आदे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो हरे रामो 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो हरे रामो 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो हरे रामो राम रामो हरे हरे In pursuit of spiritual knowledge, some persons renounce all material activities and, having thus become peaceful, perform the sacrifice of philosophic investigation to worship you, the original form of all knowledge. Hare Krishna. We welcome His Grace Atma Prabhu, Prabhupada disciple, and his good wife, if they are here, seeking their blessings, to speak in front of them. If, but anyway, I don't know much about, but I saw they were there. So we welcome them to Radha Gopinath Mandir. So these are the prayers of Akrura, where Akrura, right in front of Lord, when the Lord gave him the vision, he is saying that how people pursuing spiritual knowledge, they give up all material activities, in other words, they renounce, but they become peaceful, they sacrifice everything for this philosophic investigation to worship you, the original form of all knowledge. So here Akrura, he is offering his prayers, and it's a very short purport. But the emphasis is given on knowledge, spiritual knowledge, intelligence. We have heard about, before he could offer these prayers, that what he just went through. He was representing Kamsa in that conspiracy to kill Krishna. So he was escorting Krishna from Vrindavan to Mathura. We all were very fortunate to hear about what is God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. What is consciousness or the ultimate development of consciousness? When the gopis, they could not even think about that. How can they live without Krishna? Now that is consciousness. It's one state of consciousness. So when Akrura saw that, he was also stunned. He fell unconscious. Akrura was not an ordinary person. He himself was a very pure-hearted soul. He's a devotee, very surrendered. But here he is representing Kamsa. He is part of the conspiracy to kill Krishna. And same time, he is also a devotee of Krishna. So when he brings him here at the bank of Yamuna, and the Lord knew his intention, so he revealed him. So this type of revelation is not by our endeavor. It is only when the Lord is pleased, he reveals by his grace. So Akrura saw this. He was already a devotee, but when he saw, what did he see? The greatness of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He saw all the material elements. He saw the controlling demigods. In other words, he saw everything in relation to the Absolute Truth. And in that greatness, obviously, there was intimacy. And he started offering prayers. So this is one of the prayers where he's talking about, one sense he's talking about people who are pursuing spiritual knowledge. It's a very complex thing, isn't, to approach Lord. There are so many philosophies, there are so many literatures, so many scriptures. And here, the purport, it is said that the results of these people who only pursue knowledge is very trivial and meager. I remember in the early days, of course, very poor understanding about, we didn't even know that, what are we up to here. Of course, we have been told that, you know, of course, sinful life is bad, so we have to live a pious life, follow regulative principles. And then as we progress, so His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Swami Maharaj, that time he was the president, Devamrita Prabhu as Brahmachari, to make us understand about this concept about there are only one path to God, but then the same path, the destination is not the same. So you give an example that two people are going to Delhi. So it's a one path. Now one person has an intimate connection with the Prime Minister. Another person is just going to Delhi. So when both of them reach Delhi, but still there is a difference. The one who is intimately connected to the Prime Minister, obviously he'll invite him to his guest house. He will stay there in his guest house. But the one who has no connection, no understanding with the Prime Minister, he is just going to Delhi. He may have to stay somewhere in the periphery, in some lodge or some guest house, small, you know. So this is the difference. The path is same, but it makes a lot of difference. What is the state of your consciousness? So basically there are only three types of consciousness. That is, we all are witness to. One is animalistic consciousness. Of course, we have a human body, but the consciousness is animalistic. That means just eating, mating, sleeping and defending. No other understanding. Even if the so-called modern civilization makes all the comforts and the variegated objects of, you know, enjoyment, the mentality is just animalistic. A little higher than that is human consciousness. You are a human being. So in human consciousness, also if the mentality is how to live a comfortable life and enjoy, even though it is under the shelter of something bona fide, maybe Vedic scriptures, Vedic regulations. Even that is not the ultimate development of the consciousness. It is still a development. But the most perfect development, this is our consciousness. We have to know where we are. This is like a self-assessment for ourselves. The most perfect development of the consciousness is transcendental consciousness, where we just heard Sunday morning Bhagavatam class. What is transcendental consciousness? That means there is no distraction at all, completely absorbed. Nothing of this world can distract that consciousness. As His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was saying, that there are some emotions which can completely consume you. Of course, he was giving an example of fear. When we are very fearful, we can't think about anything else. So it consumes all things. There is no question about any anartha that time. You are very fearful. You're only talking about, you know, what can I? But same thing is love. When there is a love which arises, so these gopis were fully absorbed. They were, nothing else can distract. So same, I remember early days when we used to have some classes in the medical colleges, and sometimes the titles were given. Blossoming of consciousness. And I used to wonder, what is this blossoming of consciousness? You know, what do you know about it? What does it happen? Or sometimes it said unfolding of consciousness. I mean, these were the lectures, of course, from Radha Gopinath Mandir. Brahmacharis would come and talk to the medical students, because consciousness is a subject, you know, living and dead body, and there is consciousness. But what is the growth, development of the consciousness? So anyway, with poor understanding that time, we used to hear, but when now, it's a great fortune that hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada's mercy, Krishna Leela, intimacy, reciprocation, amazing, isn't it? So, philosophy, yes, it is important. Even if not a philosopher, a person may, even if he sees, even if he's a scientific person, you know, very intelligent, he sees the material elements, he will see something very bewildering. But because he has no understanding about the Lord, he may say, well, this is some energy just existing, and he'll try to always go deeper and deeper, but the more deeper he goes, is more and more and more bewildering, but we'll never accept that there must be something. Only people like Albert Einstein and all, they could see that. How can this exist without there being an intelligence? So some understanding that there is some. So this is how the consciousness develops. So in Shastra it is said that Praner Arther Diya Vacha. Now everyone knows Praner. It's life, life air. But the next thing comes is Arther. Arther is whatever you worked very hard and the results, that's mine. It's very close, but it comes very close to Praner. It comes very close to life air. Then intelligence, Dhyā, and then comes Vācha. So the Vedic scripture says, give your life. It's not an easy thing to give your life. Give your life means body, mind and intelligence, everything to you, my Lord. Nothing for myself. But that's not possible. So then of course there is Praner, Arther. Now Arther is not so easy. It's not so easy to give up things which you have earned by your own effort. It naturally is mine. It's for me. Then to give up this, there has to be knowledge. There has to be detachment. Impossible. But then the third one comes, okay, you don't want to give up that. At least use your intelligence, cultivate your intelligence. That's what Akrura is saying here. Those who are, they may try to cultivate, but what is the result? Result is very meager, not so important. Trivial means not so important. So this is what Akrura is saying in connection with, of course you can't even cultivate knowledge, at least use your words. Use your words. You can give direction to some people. Why don't you go to the temple? You have used your words, you have given your direction. This is a seva. So in this context, we can just understand how what Prabhupada has given, or in other words, Bhakti Yoga. How do we see it as in connections with all this Jnana Yoga or Karma Yoga? Because the purport is very short, I thought I'll read from Bhagavad Gita Karma Yoga. What does the conversation between Arjuna and Krishna? Now Arjuna also is a little confused about it. Arjuna is asking Krishna that you said that, you know, why to get entangled in all these fruitive activities? You do some activities and then you get entangled because there are results. So I will not do any activities. So I will not do any activities. In that context, he gave such logical reasons that why he should not fight. Why are you asking me to fight when you said it, this is better? So I'll only read the translation and maybe the purport. Arjuna said, O Janardana, O Keshava, why do you want to engage me in this ghastly warfare if you think that intelligence is better than fruitive work? The purport, Supreme Personality of Godhead Shri Krishna has very elaborately described the constitution of the soul in the previous chapter with a view to delivering his intimate friend Arjuna from the ocean of material grief. And the path of realization has been recommended, that is Krishna consciousness. Sometimes, this is very interesting, Prabhupada says in purport, sometimes Krishna consciousness is misunderstood to be inertia. You understand? Inertia means laziness. You people are good for nothing. I remember we had gone to meet one very, I will not mention his name, so of course he is not there now. We had gone to meet him and he spoke in Marathi. He said, what are you people doing? Just dancing? You people just do dancing. What do you do? So people misunderstand that Krishna consciousness means laziness. You don't do anything, inertia. And Prabhupada, and one with such a misunderstanding often withdraws to a secluded place to become fully Krishna conscious by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. But without being trained in the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, it is not advisable to chant the holy name of Krishna in a secluded place, where one may acquire only cheap adoration from the innocent public. Arjuna also taught of Krishna consciousness. Arjuna also taught like this. Krishna consciousness or intelligence in spiritual advancement knowledge is something like retirement from active life and the practice of penance and austerity at a secluded place. In other words, he wanted to skillfully avoid the fighting by using Krishna consciousness as an excuse. But as a sincere student, he placed the matter before his master and questioned Krishna as to his best course of action. In answer, Lord Krishna elaborately explained karma yoga or work in Krishna consciousness in this third chapter. So this is a misunderstanding, and plus here it is said that how important it is that there should be knowledge. Now what is philosophy? And sometimes when we preach, many times we are said, now don't please talk about philosophy. Especially those who are very educated class, you know, don't talk about philosophy. I get irritated when you talk about philosophy. Actually, philosophy is the highest science. Science means to know what is truth. And philosophy reveals what is truth. For understanding Sankhya Yoga, Sankhya means all material elements. And what is the root of all that material elements? And yoga means to water that root. So philosophy is the highest science. It is not some concept. But modern philosophers, as it is said here in this purport, modern philosophers, there are so many philosophies. How many philosophies there must be? Huh? The concepts about life, concept about death, concept about destruction, concept about so many things. So modern philosophers, without understanding, if they go like this, it is not going to help them, neither is it going to help anyone. So it is condemned here. So we have understanding that how philosophers very much impress people by their word jugglery. But the truth is, they are not able to purify anyone's consciousness. So same thing is here, it is said, anyone, the other side, if someone is cultivating knowledge or someone thinks that this is not important, better I go to seclusion and I chant the holy name. Without any proper understanding, that is also not proper. Why? Because if the desires are not purified, it is just a question of time. Because there is no place where material modes of nature will not work, where Maya is not there. Prabhupada gives example that in Vrindavan, I see many people, Prabhupada says this, they go into seclusion and they do their bhajan. And after bhajan, when they are very exhausted, they come out and smoke bidi. Now, how is it possible that someone is absorbed, but he is not able to give up his sense gratification? So what it means is, knowledge definitely is needed, but it has to be with a lot of understanding. There has to be maturity. So in this age, it is not at all recommended, unless someone is really very mature, he has purified his consciousness. As it is said here that we had, emotions are very natural. We all have emotions. It can never be negated. Now there is one philosophy which says that advanced stage means destroy all emotions. There should not be any emotions. Negate everything. No activities. How is that possible? By nature, the soul is always active. And what it will be, suppose if the soul is developed, it will be more active. When it is in the body, it is active, but when it gets detached from the body, it has to be more active. So how can it not be? So it is impossible that anyone can say that he can give up all activities. It's not going to happen. So the dynamics are, activities always will be there, but only thing is to purify the consciousness. That is what is Bhakti Yoga. Prabhupada gave this. He didn't care for who is in what consciousness, what material modes. Everyone he accommodated. Just with this knowledge, their whole propensity, they started working, but they started working for Krishna. And you see the transformation. Same people, one level, what level of consciousness, and they become transcendent. In transcendental consciousness, person is so fearless that he's even willing to risk his life. You hear some Prabhupada disciples who were at one level of consciousness, but when they became advanced, they travel to the countries where there is a risk that they will be arrested and put behind bars or maybe killed. They would forge passports. Now, to forging passports is a criminal activity, right? But for what sake? Just because of love for Prabhupada, we were willing to do it. Now, this is highest. What Akrura is saying, all other things are trivial, but here there is another dimension where you work with the same propensity you have, but with proper guidance, enthusiastically. And that level of consciousness is very high, because you are not doing anything for yourself. So Prabhupada many times very boldly speak, you can work for Krishna, you can fight for Krishna, you can earn for Krishna, you can do anything for Krishna, but do for Krishna. It's a very, very simple, one sense, Bhakti Yoga philosophy is very simple. And for mothers who are at home, His Holiness Maharaj would give this example, very simple example. You see that all women are cleaning their house. They all are cleaning. Now what is the difference? Now some lady may be cleaning the house thinking that I like to be in a clean place. Or I like when people come to my house, the guests, they should appreciate my house. Oh, what a clean house. Now the activity is same, cleaning. But someone is cleaning that this is Gauranga Mahaprabhu's house. These are the deities and this is their house. I better keep it clean. Is there a difference? The activity is same. So this is highest level of consciousness. Even though externally it appears, the activity is same. So this is what Prabhupada, of course, Arjuna wanted to just give up all activities. He said, no, you fight. Now Arjuna, when he surrendered, he said, okay, now you are my guru. Now you tell me what should I do. Then what the sacrifice Arjuna did? We say, praner arther diyavacha. Arjuna was willing to give up his family members. Is it very easy to give up family members? Actually, even if it talk about money, sometimes family members are more valuable than money. You can sacrifice money, but not the family members. The attachment, the affection, the love. And here Arjuna is willing to give up his teacher, his grandfather, his cousins, everyone, he said. So this was the greatest sacrifice, and he acted in this consciousness. This is Krishna consciousness. Of course, with knowledge, after hearing Bhagavad Gita. So Prabhupada says that religion without philosophy makes a person very sentimental, or he becomes a fanatic. We can see that. You get attached, which can happen anywhere. It can happen here also. If someone is attached, I like to go to ISKCON temple. I like to dance. I am very happy when I dance. Maza aata ekdam. But if there's no understanding, maza kyun aata hai tumko? Why do you like it? There's no understanding. Aur kal nahi aayega maza, toh You can become a fanatic. You can talk, I mean, but there is no proper knowledge. So Prabhupada says they can become fanatic. As you see, what to speak about fanatic, can become a terrorist. This is it, and this is the only way. Anyone who comes on the way, I can kill them. But same time, as it is today's words applicable, Prabhupada said, philosophy without religion, it's just a mental speculation. It's just an armchair philosophy. It is just inertia. It is just laziness. You just talk, talk, talk. Nothing happens. It's called armchair. You sit and discuss. So both are needed. It is not that knowledge is not needed. Knowledge and religion. Or religion without proper knowledge can become a ritual. You do your activities. What I'm doing it for? What is the purpose? Everything becomes very monotonous and we don't know why. So this is in short what I, of course, I thought I'll read another purport, but there is not much time. So this is what is for our understanding, that what is the bhakti yoga in relationship with the karma kanda activities or jnana, where people are trying very hard in Himalayas, you sit in seclusion, you're trying with your fertile intelligence, trying to understand and go. You're making progress, definitely making progress. You're going away from the miseries of this material world. It can be far beyond the mode of goodness. But then what is real blossoming of consciousness is when the heart experiences. Ultimately, Krishna consciousness is what you experience. When you experience, then you are willing to act. So this was during Prabhupada's time. He showed it. There were so many philosophers and his disciples. He trained his disciples so well. So well he trained his disciples. And they used to go sometimes to sometimes so-called well-known, established institutes, spiritual knowledge. And they will go, and the leader there, they find out that, well, he's a very well-known person, but then he's smoking. So then they will say, disciple said, but we don't smoke. And the person will be very ashamed. The leader will be very ashamed that I am, for so many years, I am cultivating this knowledge, and here I see these people, they may not know the knowledge, but they have purified their all anarthas. The desires have gone. So this is the power of bhakti yoga, which Prabhupada gave through his words and penetrated. As you see, many Prabhupada disciples, how they speak, especially His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj speaking, when he spoke, I had my own concept. Prabhupada's words were just piercing my heart and taking out all the wrong concept, ideas, beliefs, and he just gave me that faith. Yes, this is Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. So, Gaur Purnima coming, I thought I will just speak on one leela connected to this. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, now it should have been very natural that he should have gone to Navdeep. That was his place where he appeared. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India. And South India was a place filled with logicians, intellectuals, philosophic, so many people. They would debate, argue. And one philosophy will not agree with another philosophy. That is what was the purpose. Because the whole philosophy was, the foundation of that philosophy was false pride. Unless I show that mine is superior to yours, I am not better. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there to give his mercy, imagine. So an analogy is given that these people who were logicians, were philosophers, speculators, it is said that they were very pious. They are very austere. So their austerity and piety was compared to an elephant. It means they were so popular, famous for their this nature. But their belief, their concept about their knowledge, where there was no Supreme Lord involved, there was no question about surrendering or worshipping, it was like a crocodile catching the leg of that elephant. You may be a big elephant, but this wrong, these misconceptions were like the crocodile. So what can an elephant do when the crocodile is holding on to the leg? You can't move. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and released his disc, and he cut off their misconceptions. So they were not very offensive to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so it was very effective. But in Navadvip, he went later. Navadvip people still were not accepting him because of their offensive mentality. He first went to South India. And of course, in South India, there are many innocent people. For them, he just gave them darshan. Just seeing his form, his dancing, and you know, his complexion, people would, heart would melt, and he would give Harinam, and they would chant the holy name, and their consciousness would just blossom. They would develop love of God. This is what was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's greatness. So, sometimes when we present in the management school, they also, the most important thing, you know, when this is said, even Peter Burwash in his book, he says, you should look out for the attitude of a person. You hire his attitude, then train him. To get attitude, good attitude is not an easy thing. So we all have come from different places, different culture, and we have our own attitude. Now this attitude is based on our upbringing, our schooling, our college, our media, our newspaper, television, neighbors, environment, culture. I don't know what things we have been bombarded, and we have our own beliefs, own concepts, own ideas. This is what I think. And then we come in the association of devotees. Now this attitude, definitely there will be differences. So, but for this age, Kali Yuga, even if you have all this type of, no problem, you just follow these four regulative principles, immediately you come to the mode of goodness. Then if you start chanting the holy name, you transcend the mode of goodness. Imagine. It sounds very simple, no? But that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, that it is simple for the most simple. Now, how do you compare this with all those jhana and, you know, dhyana and all those, what type of... But here it is said that you just do this and immediately you are up. So then all misconception, all idea. So similarly, in South India, one more thing happened. There were Bauddhas. Now these people again, logicians, arguments, they would just, there is no nothing, just discussion. You just discuss and defeat. So these disciples, they were with their guru, they were Buddhists, Buddhism. So it so happened, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was an expert logician, so he knew how to argue with them, how to defeat them. So he defeated them. So they were not very happy with their defeat. So because they got offended, so they wanted to, you know, undermine Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's position. So one of the disciples, he bought a big plate with tamasic food. He bought meat to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when this was bought, a huge bird came and lifted up the plate and carried up and dropped the plate, and the plate came and dropped right on the head of the leader, and he fell unconscious. And all the disciples, they had affection for that. He was their guru. I was very affectionate for him. So because this incident happened, because there was a punch, so they became very sober and they said, please do something about, he is our guru, please revive. So that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because they did like this, they came down, he said, you chant the holy name. So they started chanting the holy name, and they started chanting the holy name, all their wrong ideas, misconceptions, beliefs, what they had just disappeared. And then they chanted that same holy name vibration to Guru, and the Guru came back, and everyone became followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He traveled, and all this type of philosophical speculations, his knowledge destroyed them. So similarly, many times, of course, it is our experience. We can ask ourselves, we have our own concept, ideas, attitude, we are holding on to it. I don't care who says what, you know, this is what I think is right and I will do it. But unless there is some big punch sometimes, some punch and, you know, oh, I'm sorry, you know, maybe I was wrong. So this is how Prabhupada established ISKCON. This is how he began. By in the beginning, it was just Harinam, everyone going on the road. Prabhupada said, do something practical. He said the most practical thing is Harinam. People may say these people are not working, they are lazy, bums, not doing. But actually they are the most thing, the most practical thing they are doing, because anyone who hears Harinam is consciousness. What will happen to him? So in the beginning Prabhupada did that. Of course then he established beautiful temples so that people will start coming, and there was association, and in this association people's misconception, ideas, whatever they are carrying it. And of course there was Diksha. But then Prabhupada had one thing still left, the most important thing he wanted to establish, that is Varnashram. Why? Because you, whatever ashrama, that will be there, the spiritual order, but if the Varna, people are not given an opportunity to work based on their propensity, they will not get purified. So you work based on your propensity and you come to a level where your consciousness gets purified. That was Prabhupada's. Of course, based on that, a lot of things are happening. Why is the farm community and our eco village is very much in the discussion? Because eventually, as Bhakti Raghava Swami Maharaj, you have heard him speak, like how he speaks. He'll say that, how long the cities are going to be there? They are finished. He's very sure about it. How long? Of course, we are living in city, though city will be there, but you can see it. It is going to finish. Because Vedic life, real life, is to live off the land and perfect your life. But anyway, we are in the city, so city life is. Prabhupada said that you have to stay in the city, but same time don't get contaminated. It's very easy to get contaminated in city life. Village life is very natural, it's live in harmony with the nature. But city life, it contaminates. But Prabhupada said, no, you should stay here, but don't get contaminated. So this is how Prabhupada established temples, most of the thing in the city, and gave us knowledge, gave us a purpose, what is consciousness. And in this contest, gopis love, the topmost thing of consciousness, it is not something not possible. So as a process, Prabhupada has given this, according to our capacity we do, and perfect our life. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Forthcoming Gaur Purnima Mahamatsav ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna Prabhu.